Computer Talk with Dave Mason, helping real users use real computers in the real world. Really.
I can help you if you want help yourself.
I want to help you. I'm begging you. Let me help you.
No, I can't help you if you don't.
Talk. New Apple iOS 8 coming out, as is often the case. In fact, we sort of assume this when we talk about things, you know, whether we recommend that you do something or not. One of the most critical things is just a matter of timing. I have to be on the bleeding edge and sort of jump on board when things aren't working properly. But I'm not going to recommend that you do that. I mean, the reality is that for most of us, most of the features that are gained by moving to a new version of stuff are not so compelling that they're worth being broken. You know, hassling with things not working. You know, so for most of us, it just makes sense. Let's just wait a little bit. Now, you know, there are those who feel just really strongly, personally, that you just have to be on the bleeding edge. It means a lot to you. And, of course, in that case, you end up sort of volunteering, whether you realize it or not. I think most of us do realize it when we're on the bleeding edge, that there's going to be a little bit of pain involved in that. That's why it's called the bleeding edge. Now, there's some challenges involved with the new iOS 8 mobile software. It was introduced at the Worldwide Developers Conference.
Hey, answer that phone, would you? Computer Talk with Dave Mason. This is Equal Steve.
That's rather interesting. There's absolutely no support for the iPhone 4, so it's going to be a pretty serious problem with iPhone 4 folks. Probably not going to work well. And you're going to have issues. And you need to be prepared for that. I think there's a lot of iPhone 4 users out there still not thinking that it's going to, you know, that they're going to jump on the iOS 8 bandwagon, but will not be ported to the iPhone 4 and older models. That really has to do with the fact that there's a completely different processor and chipset in the iPhone 4. The 4S could technically use that, but it's not. They're not going to bother to port it to the S because of I think really primarily just confusion and the issues. So I think if you're an iPhone 4 or 4S user, you're going to need to understand that you're not going to be able to make use of the new iOS 8. Now, you know, most of us have moved on to the 5, 5S, 5C, and you won't have a problem. Of course, the new iPhone 6 coming out shortly, probably in the fall or late summer, obviously iOS 8 compatible. Basically, you've got to have an A5 and above processor to utilize iOS 8. A very interesting and ironic change. It looks like Apple's going to be moving towards, now get this, this is a historic thing for me to say, this phrase. Apple's moving towards a Microsoft Windows-like design. Now, it's not going to be like a Metro user interface, but it's going to be more similar than it has ever been. And I think you're going to see significant feedback, a lot of noise from the Apple folks. Be interesting to see how they respond to a more Microsoft-style interface. Really, a radical departure for Apple. Now, I'm not telling you it's going to be just like Metro, but it's going to be much more similar to the Windows 8 sort of interface. Won't get the final feeling for what's happening for at least another couple of months. I think we're probably looking at August at the earliest. Maybe as late as October. 866-821-8255 is the number. 866-821-TALK. And, you know, I want to take a minute to back up a little bit. This is stuff we talk about a lot, but I don't always get into the details, and I need to do it because I've been aware of some confusion about how things work. Well, one of the things that's happening with free protection software is they're getting much more aggressive. Companies like Avast, AVG, other companies that have kind of been at the forefront of free antivirus, free security and privacy software. I've been a big fan. You know, it's interesting to watch the development of companies as they come on to the scene, really begin to take over because of a superior product that's really efficient, gain a certain number of users and a certain number of paid users, and then really change their paradigm and become really aggressive, bloated, not as good a software as they used to be. It's interesting how the dynamic moves in the direction of being more aggressive for paying for the software. At the same time, the software becomes less worth paying for. It's weird. But that's the case. It's been that way for decades. I've watched it happen over and over and over with companies. Still recommending Avast right now, but they're getting really noisy. You can go into settings and turn a lot of the pitches off that you get from Avast, but I think it's just going to be a matter of time before I move to another recommended platform for your antivirus and security. I really strongly considered Bitdefender and actually began to recommend it a little bit, but what was happening with Bitdefender is it just doesn't have some of the important features that Avast does in terms of, you know, being able to do exclusions and stuff like that. I mean, in some small offices at home or in small businesses, you've got a situation where you've got really intensive database applications and the viruses don't live there. And if your antivirus is doing a check every time you do a database search or you do a transaction, it just really slows stuff down. With Avast, you can tell it don't look in the Z folder under Abacus for viruses. Just ignore it. And it's a good thing to do. There's certain software that's reasonable to do, safe to do, makes a big difference in performance. Can't do it with Bitdefender. Bitdefender is very efficient, which is I am really biased towards that efficiency, but not for the sake of some important functionality. I'm willing to pay a little bit of a price for a little bigger application to get important features that we need to use. So Bitdefender is still trailing, but it's an interesting thing. That same dynamic, almost kind of an inevitable feel, I think you're going to see free software go by the wayside. It's going to take a while. It's going to be a progression, but it's going to go by the wayside. I think you're going to see, some small outfits, volunteer outfits that remain true to sort of the. This is all rooted in like early 70s technology and computer geeks, almost a socialist outlook on this thing that, you know, these powerful tools and this information should be free for everyone. And that is, people want to make money for their efforts, and I don't blame them for that. But I wanted to talk to you about Verizon and Netflix. Incredible developments there. And another, I think, sea change in the Internet. It's been threatened and kind of going back and forth for a while, and nothing's really developed. But it's beginning to take root, and we'll talk about it when we do the second hour of Computer Talk with Dave Mason. Don't go away.
1 hour down and one more hour to go. Computer Talk with Dave Mason, back right after this.
When it comes right down to it, the most important thing in life is time. The better you manage your time, the better your life is. Hi, this is Dr. Dave. I want to talk to you about some incredible software that helps you better manage your time and get more out of life. I'm talking about Intellect from Chaos Software. I've researched time management software for over 20 years. I've never found a better, simpler, more practical tool for managing my time and my life than Intellect. In fact, it's what I use every day. It even helped me find the time to write this script. Intellect includes an easy-to-use email client with state-of-the-art spam filters, an integrated contact manager, an appointment manager, and to-do list, all wrapped up in the most efficient productivity package I've ever used. Best of all, Intellect is network-ready right out of the box. Download Intellect's free trial at chaossoftware.com. Whether you're a salesperson, retired grandmother, real estate mogul, or radio talk show host, you need Intellect from Chaos Software. Check it out at chaossoftware.com for a better life.